everyone, it's Katla Ho. I am a master coach and I'm a specialist facilitator in world work, and I have a master's in organizational psychology. And my favorite thing in the world to talk about is positive psychology. You can see a lot more about that on my website, katlahok.com. It's not just about smiley faces, yellow smiley faces. It's a really powerful way of creating results in the world, in your business, in your life. The idea that filling up your vessel, filling yourself up first, and then going out into the world, creates massive positive results is interesting, because for most people it's very novel. It's kind of upside down, and that's why I like it. That's why I love positive psychology, because actually it's about the science of best human performance, and mostly people expect it to be warm and fuzzy and wishy-washy, and actually it's very hardcore. So I hope you'll join me on Uplift Catalyst as we elevate ourselves as social entrepreneurs and find tools and techniques and talk about the things that empower and inspire us on this, you know, journey that can sometimes feel quite isolated and lonely, but has huge rewards. So if you're looking for a really lucrative way to make an impact, for whatever reason, for the future, for our children, for the fun of it, you're in the right place. Hear from you on this gorgeous autumn day in Johannesburg. I find a nice little perch by the window here, and I'm enjoying the soft light. It's just so invigorating. It's so different from summer, you know, which can be quite hard and harsh summer. I love it because I'm a November Scorpio, but it's not quite as soft as winter sun in Johannesburg. It's just right, and I'm loving this morning. That's my favorite thing about today. I hope you've got a favorite thing. And my other favorite thing is creating purpose-driven organizations and coaching the leaders to find their own personal purpose, but also a greater organizational purpose. When employees are disengaged, and let's be honest, 85%, right? 80, think about that. 85% is what the studies and the statistics tell us of employees are disengaged and underperforming. Yeah? The reaction of most business owners is to try new incentives and, you know, pump up on watching them and oversight and controlling them and pushing them to behave and perform. Why? Well, it seems like the assumption behind this conventional approach is that work is fundamentally contractual and that employees are self-interested, right? They want to get what they want at minimal personal inconvenience and effort. And that assumption, I think, comes from a very Darwinian way of seeing the world. You know, kind of survival orientated, lack orientated, you know, survival of the fittest. Unfortunately, though, that Darwinian perspective, which underlines most of our economic assumptions in the world, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And if you want to hear more about the power of self-fulfilling prophecy, have a look on my website, katlegoke.com. I have a cute animated video about some of the powerful things that make our brains tick as human beings. So this self-fulfilling prophecy then does lead to disengaged employees. But it also leads to disengaged customers. You know, can you see that ripple effect? Employees, our staff, our team, just aren't there just for rewards and meeting a standard anymore. You know, I'm almost stumbling over these words because it seems like such a upside down, topsy-turvy world idea for many people who have been traditionally educated in outgoing educational systems, right? These are the educational systems that are crumbling, that millennials and Gen Ys, and yes, including Gen Xs like me, are saying, you know what, this just doesn't work in the new world anymore. And the new world being an age of connection and concepts, right? It's not even the information age anymore. We are well over the information age, right? We are in a new age, and we do need a new way to think about our associates, our contributors, our employees, and our customers and clients. There is another way, and I'm happy to tell you that that other way is to rally your business behind an authentic higher purpose, an aspirational mission that explains how employees are making a difference, right? Just by virtue of who they are, it gives them meaning. It gives your customers meaning. It gives you as a leader meaning. In a world that has so much information, but is seeking the depth of what does life mean? What does all this information that we have at our disposal, you know, on our iPads and our phones, what does it mean? If you do that, then employees are open to trying new things because they're operating from purpose, not from goal. They're operating with systems in mind, not with targets in mind. I mean, can you hear that subtle shift? And when they are operating from this depth, they can make surprising contributions, like really mind-blowing, tap into their talent because they're stretched to think, to feel, to know who they are and who their customers are. And as a result, it becomes contagious in the team, and the team is energized, committed, and I promise you, I've seen this hundreds of times. The performance just climbs on its own because the energy and the focus in the team and in you as a leader is coming from a place of depth. Okay? And once you do that, then you automatically increase engagement. And guess what? There are some steps that you can follow, right? They're not linear, but at least they'll give you a system, a model in your mind as an entrepreneur of how you can predictably go through a process that will, you know, over time create greater and greater depth and meaning and purpose behind everything that you do, giving you those customers for life, very rich thing, who are willing to spend premium, high, amounts of their own money because it feels so good. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds darn good to me. So whether you're a consultant or you are, you know, leading a team of lawyers, I want to ask you to, if you're looking for that extra something, to consider what I'm going to share with you next, which is the 8 steps to becoming a purpose-driven organization. Other than you, right? And that's what customers are sniffing out for at the moment. They want to see, not just from reviews, but they want to see from the community around them, what are people saying about you that aren't being paid to say those things necessarily, right? So this will spill over to your customers. When a customer is raving, slowing down now, winding down to my favorite Ogmandino quote from the Scroll Mark 3. Today, I am persistent and I am successful. For me, I read it as, I am persistent, therefore I succeed in love, in joy, and in well-being focus. I persist, so I succeed. Good is everything I want, and I persist in opening and being accepting of all good that is coming towards me right now. Enjoy your day, listeners. Beloveds, social entrepreneurs, let's elevate each other out there in these streets. Lots of love. You're doing great, and I'm with you.